Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here is a quote from your book. I love this. You wrote, "As fallen human beings, we are plagued with inordinate affections. We love green pieces of paper more than God. We love balls made out of pigskin more than God. We've shown that we even love apples more than God." And you know something, Matt, that the way you phrase it, it just sort of provided this necessary contrast between how we view, how we should view God and money and sports and technology. It's like just by wording it differently, you see this necessary contrast where the lines get so blurred in our everyday life because we live in such a place of wealth, you know? Say more about that, because you even say we're experts at worshiping whether we like it and know it or not.
Yeah, so one of the statements I make often, and it's in the book, is that we never begin worship, we aim it. When we wake up in the morning, we're serving something. It doesn't even matter if you're a Christian. You are pursuing an end religiously, and you are giving your all to it. The Lord, in that season where he was revealing more of himself to me, he was really revealing more of my sin and the things that I actually love. Because I think for all of us, discovering what we really worship is very difficult. It's hard to see what's going on down there in your heart, in your soul, you know, until you meet a season of deep suffering or tragedy or loss. You know, some things are unearthed, and my hope in the book is that I help people see what is it they are actually worshiping, because we are worshiping something when we wake up in the morning. A lot of Christians verbally or intellectually say that, you know, Jesus Christ is our ultimate love, or, you know, we love him more than anything. I think that the truth is that all of us are pretty far from that and on a journey of growing into that. Our worship has gone wrong. It's been misaimed. And the hope of the book is to get it firing back in the right place.
And you tell a few stories of people who wanted, you know, if I just can achieve that. In fact, you even said, you know, here I'm traveling, I'm a musician, worship leader, but I wasn't really satisfied till I signed with a label. That would be the thing.
Right.
And then you signed with a label, and then what happened?
Yeah, so I kind of held that up in my head, at least as sort of an idol. You know, an idol is sort of religious language for anything that we love or trust or obey more than God. And so, and that can be anything. Like G.K. Chesterton, he said, when we cease to worship God, we don't worship nothing, we worship anything.
Mm.
So for me, that thing was sort of success, being on a label, you know, as a more specific thing. And so I pursued that and sort of had this restlessness and uneasiness until that happened. And then when it happened, you know, there was an initial excitement and thrill, and then it wore off eventually, and the reason was obviously because my soul wasn't made to be on a label. It was made for the infinite depths of the wisdom and knowledge of God and his attributes and his goodness and his beauty and his love. Every day I throw my love and affection on the things I shouldn't. I have to smack myself in the face every morning with my Bible and say, Matt, wake up to, you know, who you really are and what life's really about.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.